Blog Talk Radio.
God's love will rain.
Hey, y'all. What's happening? I want to welcome you in to another edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy. I'm your host. I'm your friend. We're in the house. I'm your brother. And I'm just excited to be alive on a beautiful, beautiful Monday. Monday morning here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Hopefully you're having an amazing day. And you're taking us on your morning commute. I know my chest, boy, I'm like, I'm drinking some hot tea. I'm drinking some hot tea, and it got me like I've got a burp or something. I don't want to burp over the airwaves. That don't even sound right. But if I got to do it, I'm going to let it out. I'm excited this morning, again, just to be alive. We had an amazing show on yesterday. We're going to be chopping it up about that today. As you take us on your morning commute, hopefully you didn't eat your breakfast, you didn't add your, you know, if you're a diabetic, you didn't already, oh, I'm going to call you a liverbetic because you will live and not die. You didn't add your protein meal. I'm getting ready to do mine in just a short. Excited this morning again just to be alive, and we got some great things going to happen on the show today. I don't even know what's going to happen, but God knows, and it's going to happen the way he wanted to go down. Right here, as you take us on your morning commute, we want you to tell two people to listen in to the Greg Shell Show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show, and make sure you put the number 3, and 3 just simply stands for completion. Also, we brought to you this morning on behalf of exploreresorts.com. For all of your vacation and staycation needs, you can visit us online at exploreresorts.com. The Greg Shell Show partnered with explore.com to, you know, they had a bunch of resorts that when the pandemic hit, you know, they didn't get the visitors or the traffic that they needed at that time. So during that time, they renovated those resorts, and they want you to preview them. And as a result of that, they're giving you a discounted price through our platform right here on the Greg Shell Show. With that being said, y'all, we're going to go ahead and bring on my co-host. She's also the engineer. All that we have in Texas this year is none other than DJ Prayer. What's happening, DJ Prayer? Welcome in to the Monday edition of the Greg Shell Show.
Morning.
You sound like you got some. You sound. I'm doing amazing. What about you?
Huh?
How are you?
I'm plump.
you sound like wah 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 wah.
I don't know why.
You sound better now. I feel better. You sound so much better. I'm telling you. How you doing? Happy, happy Monday. What's going on?
Everything. Everything going on.
Everything going on. I know you got your new addition to your family. I ain't talking about the singer's new addition. You got the new addition. You got a complete family. You got 7 new pups. Puppies.
Everything's just like having 7 kids.
No.
They cry all night long. You got to get up and make sure they ain't being squished behind the mama, and they ain't done crawled over here or crawled over there and see why they whining. And oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
It's been a real challenge.
It's been a real challenge. And you ain't even see it coming, huh?
No.
Hmm.
That's the thing.
I like
about
how you said no. How do you spell no? How do you spell no?
How do you spell no?
You said no.
N-U-O, no.
Wait a minute, world. I want to know how you spell no. I guess you add more O's on the end, right?
Nah, put that U in there. No.
Oh, put a U in there. Okay. No. Okay. No. N-U-O-O-O. Huh?
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
N-U-O-O-O. I wanted to see, can we get King on the line this morning? I don't know. It was short notice because I really want to talk to that brother. He's very intelligent. He's very intelligent. I want to hear more about his writing ability because it's time now to start writing. You know, when they had the writer's guild or writer's strike out there in L.A., we ain't going to have no writer's strike here. We got, you can write at your free will right here on the Greg Shell Show and through Kirby Capone Productions. I'm really excited about In the Pastor Study DJ Prayer. You just don't have a clue. Well, I just got a phone call. Well, I just made a phone call, and they gave me a call. They want me in Fort Lauderdale. They got two new venues they want me to come and let my talent show at the new venues in Fort Lauderdale on the 16th of this month of December. It's December now. This is brand new. This is the Christmas month. And I was just like, wow, ain't that something?
Oh, yeah,
oh,
that's something. Congratulations.
I'm on the move. I think so.
He may not know this number,
oh,
so he might not pick up.
Well, try yours, and then let's try. We gonna reach him. I want to call some people in the morning time and just see how they doing, see what they thinking on an early morning. can we do that? We reaching out. We fishing this morning, y'all. We reaching out. We reached out for a
fish.
What we
gonna do, like the Rick and Smiley show, call and play pranks on people?
Well, we'll give them a Bible scripture. Let's do this. We Rick and Smiley, if you out there, man, want to let you know you're well respected by the Greg Shell Show and his team, especially DJ Prayer. We be listening to him. Huh?
Fired me. Do the voices.
He inspired you?
Yeah, when he got the milk. My house was some milk. That and he inspired me to prank call people. I called Walgreens one time and I was Pastor Lulu Mae Jones, but I didn't say my name was Pastor Lulu Mae Jones. And I told him, I
correct.
Said, hey, I'm just calling up here and the doctor told me that I need to get some cellulite for my grandbaby. My grandbaby's sick. So the little African-American woman, I could tell by her voice, said, ma'am, do you know what cellulite is? I said, yes, I know what cellulite is. The doctor told me to get it. She said, hold on one moment. And then she came back. She said, ma'am, I think you mean Pedialyte. My pee is not light. This don't have nothing to do with me. My pee is the normal color that it's supposed to be. I'm calling for my grandbaby.
Oh, that is funny.
I called another one, and he ended up talking about promethazine and all kinds of stuff. He was trying to get with me.
No.
Yeah. It's on YouTube somewhere.
So let's do this. Let's make a call this morning. I'm going to see. Let's see something. Call 757.
Oh, wait. You can't put the number out there on the air now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got it. I'm sorry.
Can you text it to me?
I'll text it. Wait a minute. You know what we're going to do? That's what we're going to do tomorrow. I'm going to make a list. And I'm going to get those numbers over to you, and we're going to call them tomorrow. That's going to be our Tuesday edition of the Greg Shell Show. We're going to call and see what's on people's mind. Ricky Smiley again, man. Y'all did. I just want to say, you know, we reached out to you people. We were trying to get you on an event, but you two, right now, I can't afford you, brother. We got to wait. We got to wait till we get some more coins in the bank.
Can't wait to do some prank calls now.
Yeah, well, tomorrow gonna be what we call on the Greg Hill Show. We're gonna call the prank calls tomorrow. We're gonna call up some people.
I don't want it. Is your grandmother home? Yo, daughter. Who what family member you got living with you? I need a piece of
Well, watch this. I would love it. You know who I would love to talk to? I would love to talk to Mr. Cedric. You think we can reach out to Mr. Cedric?
Well, let's see.
I'm going to reach out to Mr. Cedric this morning all the way out of Houston, Texas. I would love to see what's going on with Mr. Cedric out there in Houston, Texas. Those that are listening this morning, you're taking us on your morning commute. Hope you're having an amazing day. You ain't letting nobody steal your joy. Because the joy is the center of your life, and I ain't talking about no almond joy. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord. And this ain't got nothing to do with no religion. All about a true relationship, knowing that God is God and God is who he is. He's the sovereign Lord. He's the Almighty. He's your shield and your protector. He's your morning. He's your bright and morning star. He's all that. And y'all hearing it right here on the Greg Hill Show. We live.
Hold on one second.
I got to disappear
for a second.
Hello? Hey, call in on the show, man. All right, thanks.
Thank you for calling. Cedric Lilly. Your call is very important. Please leave a name, a number, and a brief detail message, or your call will not be returned.
Leave my name. You know what? That's gonna be bad right there on tomorrow. The what we gonna call it? What we gonna call it, DJ Chris? You gotta try him again. Try him again.
Yeah.
Looks like we got a call on the line too. I like this.
Thank you for calling Cedric Lilly. Your call is very important. Please leave a...
Nope. Ain't gonna have no strange calls.
I know we just had a caller called in. You want to call him back? He just called.
I don't see the number anymore.
There it is. It just popped up.
Yep, there
DJ.
It is.
I'm here, DJ.
Hey!
The three amigos. The three amigos. It's a.
HighwayBigHavens.org.
That's HighwayBigHavens.org.
Happy Monday, brother. What's happening? This is Highway Big Savings. Brother Grace on the line all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia, man. What's happening? Happy Monday. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. I'm glad to be here, boy. You and DJ, I'm blessed to be here. I'm glad to be woke. It's best to be seeing and be saw than looking at the ceiling of the roof. And they telling the truth.
Oh, now boy, you said something then. Well, you say that again, man. You made that rhyme. Say that again.
It's good to be
again.
Seen instead of laying down, looking at the ceiling of the church, and they telling the truth.
Oh,
when you look, that means you on your back. That means you done.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Can't look at the ceiling if you on your back.
Well, you ain't looking at it. You're still looking at you.
Am I cold? But you know what? Everybody always be tripping when somebody die. But if life is so good on the other side, if that's the many mansions, like they say my father has, and the streets paved with gold and nothing but happiness up there, why everybody tripping about dying? They run to the hospital. I don't want to die. You know, they run this. I don't want to die. But you believe in God. Why you don't want to die? Why you don't want to go see What's wrong with the transition? Nothing.
That right.
It's okay to transition
me.
Because to be absent from the body is to be present with who?
The Lord.
Go ahead and preach. You go ahead and preach on this Monday morning.
I don't got enough knowledge to preach, but I have an idea. It's Christmas.
You got a good idea too, DJ. That's
go
a great
ahead.
Idea you got. You told the truth.
Yeah, it's Christmas coming up, right?
Right.
Yep.
So I suggest 7 days prior to Christmas, each day we do a Bible verse or chapter or whatever that leads up to the birth of Christ. That shows everybody
Ooh.
How he got born. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Came into play.
But
I
we
love
have
it.
To go back before to get the whole story before the birth. And then on Christmas or whenever, day before Christmas, I don't know what y'all gonna be doing on Christmas. I don't know if the radio gonna be on or what, but we just do that show.
We can, if God put that in your spirit, DJ Prayer, because this is a show that's led by the spirit of the true and living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not them other false gods out there, Buddha, Allah, and all whoever, Allah, and all of them.
No.
And if you mad, it must be you.
But wait a minute. Now, some people don't know no better. Okay, they was raised worshiping Allah, Buddha, or whatever. You know, they don't know. I can't say don't know no better, but they don't know.
Just have been taught.
They don't know Jesus. They don't know God or whatever. They only know Allah.
Of him.
Yeah.
They call him just a prophet. They say he was just a prophet, but what they didn't know was God, like you, when you God used you, Pastor Lula made the other day, where
well, he was
God
a as well.
Yeah, he was all that. He was all that and some. He's the Son of God and man. He created himself through the power of God Almighty, and it. You know, you can't fathom. So many people, we try to fathom. God put in the Bible what he wants you to know, because you can't handle all that. So much stuff, you know, you can't handle. That's why he put it in there. And he'll reveal to you what he wants reveal to you once you become part of his kingdom. That's just like you trying to go to the Hilton Foundation, and you don't know Hilton.
So,
to be a part of the Greg Shell Show family. You got to be a member to get in. You got to become a member. And that was Brother Grace come in. And Brother Grace, he's the CFO of Greg Shell Enterprises and all that stuff like that. And he's going to be the narrator. Huh?
He said, check this out, DJ.
Yeah, check this out. With all those different religions, you just don't know what you don't know. That's what a son's up to be. You don't know what you don't know. So, you know, I don't fault a person for not knowing. It's an opportunity for me to build a relationship so they can get to know him. Because if they know me, they know him.
Well, when you go to jail for something that you don't know, the police tell you ignorance of the law is no excuse.
But now you know.
Now you know.
I got a question,
so why is
it? Highway Big Savings.
Now you know.
I got a question for you.
I got an answer.
Do you sing?
Do I sing?
Yeah.
In the shower. As loud as I want.
Okay, well, let's pretend like we're in the shower and we're going to get you and Greg to sing it.
Hey, Greg, go ahead. I'm going to sing back up.
Oh,
I'm going to back Kim way up.
Kim again with her track. Here she go with her track. She putting us on the spot. Wait a minute. Pull up. Start it over.
All right, wait a minute. Let me brace myself, DJ Pratt. Wait a minute. You hit me. You hit me like they do in the hospital when you're having a heart attack. You hit me with the machine.
I'm just trying to figure out. Give me the name of the song first, and then Greg, how, check this out.
She wanted to create.
Okay,
she wanted to create a song.
Yeah, the name of the song is Holy Ghost Party. Come party with me. Come party with me.
Okay, I can deal with that.
Okay.
Hey, Greg.
Now, yeah.
Greg, you
yes,
lead
sir.
Singer. I'm back up. So you go ahead. I'm right with you. I'm just behind you, okay?
Well, let me brace myself. She did this thing like they're getting ready to, you know, people when they shock. Yeah, I got shocked. I got a heart and that thing is shocking. Let's get it in right here on the Greg Shell Show. I ain't scared. Let's do it. Y'all hear the first exclusively on the Greg Shell Show. Here's the beat.
Come on. Oh, by the way, this beat is by Sack
Track. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's ready to come to the Holy Ghost party.
Come on.
Wait a minute. Woke up this morning, Jesus on my mind. Didn't know I lost my track.
Lord. Ooh. Yes, Lord. How excellent is your name.
Hey.
Your name is strength.
Come on.
Your name is power. How power is your name. Yeah. How power is your name.
You found the power in his name. Holy Ghost party. Yeah. Come on and party with us.
Come on.
This is a Holy Ghost party. Come on, party with us. Brother Greg, you got the flow.
I wouldn't be nobody else, baby, but the baby of the Lord.
No.
Oh, Lord, take me by the hand and lead me across the water. I'm going to keep my eyes on you. You just keep your hands on me.
Keep your hands.
Oh,
wait a minute. Call me. Pour your car, slide the road, and let's get in.
Glory.
Wait a minute. Oh, you gonna make me move this morning. Y'all got me come.
Glory. Take me by the hand. Oh, glory.
Oh.
By the hand, my glory. These hands might be dirty, but you can fix it all. Just grab me by the hand and wash me up, glory. Take me by the hand and wash me up, glory. Take me by the hand and wash me up, glory.
Come on.
Oh, glory.
Y'all hit it right here on the Greg Shell Show. DJ Brad, Brother Greg, and your boy Greg Shell. We are
the Holy
Ghost party.
Glory.
Take
me by the hand.
I like that beat.
Oh, glory.
Monday morning. Boy, y'all heard it exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. That beat was by Stack Track. And I'm telling you, that thing made me feel like I was in the country eating a pig feet.
Yes, Slack Track. Tracks. Slack Tracks.
Hit
him up for your next.
What you thought about that, Brother Greg? Boy, you getting it in.
Boy, look here. DJ, she pulled us out of the box, boy. I'm like, oh, glory. Come on now. Oh, glory. Then I heard on the back side of that hook, yeah. I heard on the back side of that hook, boy.
gonna die on y'all with me.
Oh. Y'all are funny. Hopefully y'all listen more to come Man, that was, now I know radio shows do stuff, but I don't think they do that right there. They put people on the spot. And she did it Sunday, she did it Saturday, man. She had we had this other artist on the show. His name was, what his name was, a GL? I know it was like a BLT, but it was something else. What his name? I know it was a GLT or something. GLT Dashing.
Colorado Country.
Play a song and let Brother Grace hear. Let Brother Grace hear who was on the show with us this Saturday.
Okay.
Introduce him, DJ Prayer. And
like
we're going to come back, y'all, with the good news.
You introduce better. It's Colorado Country. GLT.
Okay. Well, y'all, we got to play an artist that was with us on this Saturday, and you can go back and listen live at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put number 3. Here he is. The name of the track is called Colorado Country, and the artist's name is GLT-E, and y'all hearing it exclusively here on The Greg Shell Show. We're right back.
I was riding down the road, I was by myself, feeling like I'm all alone and I can't get help. But I really gotta know, can you come and save me? Cause I'm on the road, it's driving me crazy. But baby, I really gotta know, do you feel how I do? Cause the way you got me feeling, feelings keep on flowing, they flowing like the ocean. But here's the thing, won't you with my last name? And I know it's a lie, just hope you feel the same. Cause I'm riding down a dirt road. Yes, I'm riding down a dirt road. And when I'm by myself, then my heart, it feels so cold. I've been trying to hold on, but I'm not as strong. I've been riding down a dirt road for so damn long. Walking down this road, and I could really use some healing, but the world's so cold. Holding on to things that were precious, but all those things are lost. Thought the Lord just took away his blessings, but he really taught me how to do all the things I ever wanted to. Everything I ever seen, yeah, I know it's coming soon. When I thought I lost my way, then the Lord, he pulled me through. Jumped at first into a hole, did all that I felt I could. Cause I lost my way, feeling like my name is Alice and the world is Neverland. Take it day by day, fighting my way in this world, doing all I fucking can.
First right here on the Greg Shell Show. Wow. I'm telling you, what you thought about that, Brother Greg?
Well, that's a country song right there. That's a country gospel song because he's talking the truth. That's why I said gospel. The gospel is the truth. And he's talking about some gospel right there, boy. I kind of tapping my feet a little bit. I kind of been feeling like I was driving down the road a little bit too long. It took me back. It took me way back. It took me so way back. I needed help just to get back up with y'all. So thank you for calling me out. I can get back where y'all was.
Hey, I know one thing.
He feel like he ran down the road. Oh, okay.
Hey.
No. Don't do me like that.
Hey, DJ Prayer.
Yes, sir.
DJ Prayer.
Yes,
man,
sir.
I'm telling you, that that song right there, Brother Grace, I just got to tell you, man, you definitely had a different piece to the show. And we're just glad to have you as one of the co-hosts right here on the Greg Shares Show with DJ Prayer. DJ Prayer, what do you think about Brother Grace?
About Grace
saving my church, because he getting ready to save a whole bunch of churches through the power of the Holy Spirit. God has given him a wealth anointing to help churches. Like you say, you go in the bathroom, they got this big old nice sanctuary that holds about 500 people. Then you go in the bathroom, you got the two stalls, and you got to wait, and if you got to go, you're going to be in a bad situation.
I think Brother Grace is seeing more.
Huh?
I think he should sing more.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you made
okay,
me feel
Brother
good
Grace.
Right there, DJ. Boy, look at him. You done made me feel real good. I ain't never heard that before right there, boy, but I'm going to tell you. Boy, I'm telling you, boy, look at him. I feel a whole lot better right now. We had to put one of those in the scenes right there, boy, because fucking like, did y'all hear him say, who is that singer, boy? That's Brother Grace right there. It's almost like having someone to come out to sing a song, and you on the zonk song or something. But you start singing a gospel song, ain't nobody gonna zonk you. Ain't nobody gonna dare
yeah,
go do anything. They're gonna let you finish that song, boy. Cause they know, if I stop him from singing the Lord's song, hey, I might not even make it out here. I might get hit by a bus. Might be getting ran over by a train. I'm gonna let them sing that song. I ain't gonna vote for them, but I'm gonna let them sing that song.
That note you just hit a while ago. That high note. You remember that note you just hit a while ago?
I sure do. Yes, I do.
Hit it again.
Oh. Maxwell. Oh, we
done took it back.
That's how
it
moves.
Hey,
let me do this. I'm gonna try to reach out to somebody. Y'all be talking. I'm going to try to reach out to somebody. Y'all be talking. I'm going to see, can I get a fish on? I got a fish I want to put on the line.
So check this out, DJ, right? So I went down to Florida, right, to see Mr. Shell. So I picked him up from the house and stuff, and we was going over to this other business meeting that he had, right? So when I got the rental car, I knew then that something was going to happen because he said, do you need a toll pass? I'm saying to myself, I said, I'm not going far from the hotel. He said, where you going? So when I told him where I was going, he said, no, you don't need a toll pass. But look what happened. When I picked up Mr. Shell, right, we went through about 50-11 tolls. I'm throwing change in the thing. I'm dropping change. I'm glad I thought about this because ain't nobody sent me a ticket yet. I hope they ain't charging me over continuously and I might have to call them and find out how much I owe them because they know how to send me a bill or nothing, you know, because I'm just trying to figure this thing out. But we went through so many tolls, and I wish the next time I rent a rental car, I'm getting me one of those toll little flash and things. I don't care where I'm going. I'm around Mr. Shell. I'm digging in my pocket. He digging in his pocket. I started to go ask the person behind me, hey, if you want me to get through here, you need to give me a quarter or two. So we didn't get through here. So I'm telling you, next time I go there, I'm going to ride a bicycle.
They don't play here in Florida, man. Everything you do, you had to pay. Even the house insurance went up. I'm telling you, you got to have some money to live out here, boy. I'm telling you, these people here off the chain.
Everything I've had a bad experience with Florida every time.
Don't talk about my state.
I'm gonna talk about
it. Don't worry about it, DJ. Let me talk about it. It cost me $1 to get off the street. It took me 50 cents to get in the bathroom. It took me $3 to get out the bathroom. I'm saying to myself, how did I know I got some money? I had to pay to go in the stall, and I had to pay to come out the stall. Y'all ain't right down there. I don't know what y'all got going on, but y'all ain't right.
What was your experience, DJ Brett?
I had a couple experiences. The first one was we went on the beach. And remember I told you I almost drowned, and I went down, and I seen the black down there, right?
So you was here. You was here when that happened.
No, I was in Texas when that happened. But I'm just, refreshing your memory on when that happened.
Okay.
So we went to the beach in Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I walk out there, it's pretty. You know, I see people in the water playing and all that, and all of a sudden I see a fish. And I'm like, mm-hmm. It's a fish in the water. They swimming with a fish in the water? And then I walk a little closer, yep. And the water is clear on top, and then it's blue, and then it's green, then it's brown, and I seen that black down there. When I seen that black, I said, back up real slow. This is gonna fall in. Turn around and let's just walk off the beach. Be careful not to stomp the ground. Let's go.
Oh.
I must have gone over that beach. I'm telling you, that black down there will scare you to death.
Wow.
I bet you a lot of people died down there. I promise a lot of people have died down there because that's heart attack. Down there. If you ever been down there, all the way down to that back, man. Whew.
Tell the truth, DJ.
Well,
tell the truth.
Watch this. Y'all can talk about my state, but I don't even have to leave my state to go on vacation. I ain't even got to go no others. I can go from the bottom to the top. We got the NFL. We got the CF. We got all the L's. Right here.
You messed
something
up.
You
got the
lead to go on vacation. Yeah?
You sure don't. You ain't got the lead to get chased by a shark. You ain't got the lead to get chased by a pit bull. You ain't got to chase. You get chased by almost anything. I parked my car. I had two donut wheels on my car.
Don't Trump.
You don't have to go on vacation either. We can have a great vacation right here in Tejas.
Man, when you took me out there to that that beach area out there in Texas, oh my, OMG, amazing! I wanted to live out there. I told Kirby Capone, I said, "Yo, I wonder how much the houses are out here because they way cheaper than they are here." But I'm telling you, man, it's crazy out here.
Yeah, crazy out here.
You know, and they don't pay no real money out here neither. They just got these vacation resort jobs, pretty much.
$25 for a piece of bread. Well, down here we can get a loaf of bread for $25.
You see that? And then you know they charge you $25 to park your car, and when like the games and stuff, they be price gouging. Them tickets be like $40, $50 just to park. Then you got to pay about $100 to go in. So that's why we're one of the, you know, right now Orlando is the number one tourist attraction spot in the world. We have over 83 million people come here. And we live 7 minutes away from Universal Studios. So it's crazy out here. And, you know, the houses ain't big, but they cost a whole lot of money.
That's why y'all the number one state. Why y'all the number one state, because of Mickey Mouse. People come there to see Mickey and Minnie and Goofy and Donald. That's the reason why y'all the number one. You take Mickey out of there. You take Goofy out of there. You take the princess out of there. You take all them people out of there. Y'all be the number two most visited place. Because when folks come there and find out they ain't there, they be going to where the next place they go to.
Well, they got Greg Tell here now, so I can be added to the roster.
Then you'll be the number three place. place. Because when they find out Mickey ain't there, they find out Greg Shadow ain't there, they be like, I'm leaving three.
We gonna bring Grace A. Brother Grace, I ain't tell you. I made a call this morning, and they want me in Miami next weekend on the 16th to do a show out there for the Fins and Things anniversary. And I say, wow. Then she said, we got another spot we want you at too, Mr. Shell. We got two locations, and we want you at all both of them. And I said, you know what? God said it's time to move. And I hadn't received a phone call because I hadn't been calling nobody, been behind the scenes, getting prepared. Y'all, we getting prepared for December the 9th, which is this weekend coming up. We will be in Montgomery, Alabama, in our new studio. Excited about that part. Matter of fact, let me see something. Let me see. Can y'all chop it up a little bit? I'm going to see, can I get the guy, my partner on the line, the one that facilitates. Out there in beautiful Montgomery, Alabama. Let me see, can I get him on the line? He ain't going to know you on the line. We're going to be doing what you call some prank calls, Brother Grace. We want you in on it on tomorrow's edition of the Greg Shell Show. We're going to call some people and see what's going on with it. But hold on real quick. Y'all chop it up. Keep our listeners listening in while I see can I reach you.
So check this out, DJ. How about this right here? I was at a restaurant yesterday after church. I wanted to go to this nice place, restaurant. I heard about it. It's a real nice steak place, and they serve brunch. So not only did they serve brunch, they got a little bit of everything. They got prime rib. They got grits. They got sausage and gravy. I'm like, wow, I felt like I was in Golden Corral's and also the famous steakhouse. I had everything in there. I was walking around eating, but I only had one problem. They had somebody that was playing a guitar, you know, like not like a normal guitar. He sounded good. It was just too loud. So what happened was he was playing loud. So the people next to us in the other room, they was trying to talk over him. I'm sitting there, man, my wife looking around, and she said, baby, you got that look again because my PTSD was kicking in, right? So I'm looking around. I'm trying to figure out why these people talking so loud. Don't they know they're eating dinner? Go ahead, Mr. Shell. You back already? Who you got on the line?
I'm back. I got Pastor Motley on the line. I know he don't know I got him live on the radio. I wanted to do a prank call with you, Pastor, but I can't prank call you. How you doing, my brother? Happy Monday.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm truly blessed and highly favored, excited about December the 9th at your ministry, Miracle Deliverance. Brother Grace, I was trying to get you hooked up, and I'm doing it live on the air. Pastor Motley,
Hey, Greg, I know you're live on the air, but this is not a good time for me.
After you
get off today, would you please give me a call?
I will.
Yes, sir.
Hey, hang on to everybody before you leave.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. I wasn't expecting
this. Go ahead,
this,
Pastor.
So this is
for
not a good time.
Go ahead, Pastor. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a real prank.
Let me fill in for the pastor. What he really meant was, I can't talk right now. It wasn't that he ain't gonna be able to talk later. It's just that he can't talk right now. So normally, when a man of God says he can't talk right now, it normally means somebody is he has to minister to. Okay?
Yeah.
So in the middle of what he shouldn't have did was he shouldn't have answered his phone call. But what he did, he answered the phone call all the respect that he has for you. So he was sitting across the desk from somebody that had an issue something, and he said, well, let me just answer this phone call right quick. But you know how you do, Mr. Shell. You answer the phone. When somebody answers a phone call, they don't know where they're going to end up at. They can end up in Miami.
Yeah.
They can end up in Palm Beach. They can end up in Alabama. They can end up almost anywhere. They can end up on the ranch. They can end up with the pit bulls. They can end up almost everywhere. They can end up with the donkeys. They can end up on the horses. So, Mr. Shell, do me a favor, okay? If you ever prank me, don't call me. Send me a text message so I can join in on the prank, okay? That's all I'm saying. Back to you, sir.
DJ Brad. DJ Brad.
Uh-huh.
Ain't that something?
I can't talk right now.
Y'all that's listening on your morning commute, this is a real show, R-E-E-L. We keep it real. We help real people back to realization, and you are here in real conversation.
I can't talk right now. Let's talk. Hey, world.
DJ Brer, I want to play. I want you to play the song, Thank You, off of my new single. And I want to hear what Brother Grace think about it. This is my love song to God, Brother Grace. Kirby, DJ Prayer got an opportunity here for the first time on the other day. Tell me what you think about it. And world that's listening, I want y'all to tell me what you think about it as we get prepared for my 2024 tour. We're going to do a 25-city tour, and hopefully we can come to a city near you, not just with the music side of it, but the new stage play and TV movie in the pastor's study, along with Grace Saved Our Church. Y'all hear it first right here on the Greg Shale Show in the morning time. Y'all check it out. It's called Thank You. And this is my love song to Jesus. And you're hearing it first right here on the Greg Shale Show. We'll be right back.
God, you've been so good to me. Even when my enemy was all around, kept your loving hands of protection upon me. Now, I know I do wrong in this life, but by your grace, I'm here. And you know what?
I just want to
for that track. Hey, y'all, was that? I want to welcome you back to the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully you enjoyed that track. What you thought about that, Grace? That's my love song, Jesus.
I just want to thank you. That's what I'm talking about. I always got time to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the morning. Thank you for the evening. Thank you for the afternoon. Thank you for the sun.
Yeah.
Thank you for the water. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Boy, that's the number one hit right there. I'm going to put that on my billboard. It might not hit nobody else's billboard. I'm putting it on my billboard. I'm putting it on my mirror. I'm putting it on my front door. I'm putting it on my back door. I'm putting it as a bumper sticker. I'm putting it on the windshield. I'm putting it everywhere I go. Matter of fact, I'm going to put it on my shirt. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it on my T-shirt. I'm going to put it on my dress shirt. I'm going to put it on my suit jacket. I'm going to put it on my coat. I'm going to put it on something. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Ooh, boy. If nobody don't know how to make me feel good, my brother knows how to make me feel good. Do you know that song been available 11 years ago and God just allowed me to put it out now?
Ain't nothing old when you're talking about the Lord. We can come back here 20 years from now, 25, 35, 45, 55 years. Thank you. It's still the number one hit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody loves to hear that. Thank you. Thank you, especially though, gave him some, gave him some money. Thank you. Though, gave him some to drink. Thank you. You know, gave him somewhere to sleep. Thank you. You know, open up a door for you. Thank you. Thank you.
Man, I tell you, y'all are funny. Listen, I need you to do the word of the day for me, man of God, Brother Grace. If you would find scriptures to the ones that's driving. Probably been made it to work or had already been at work listening from the office. If you would, whatever God lays on your heart in terms of scripture, go ahead and do a word for today exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show.
I would definitely be glad to do that. I'm honored to be on the Greg Shell Show. I'm honored to be with DJ. I'm honored to be here. And I would say
DJ
First Chronicles 16:34. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34, and it says, we are told to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Thanksgiving is essential. Saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you is key. Back to you, sir.
Wow. Man, what you already had that thing on speed now. Wow.
I would listen to that song. I started thinking about scriptures. Thank you. Thank you for this. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for washing my dirty self. Thank you for these dirty hands I had. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for breathing on me. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm. Now, just a little bit about your background. You are a pastor, right?
I'm a clergy. I'm an ordained minister, and I just like for folks to call me Brother Grace. You with me? Because, see, school is one thing, seminary is another thing, and being a pastor is something different, and being a bishop is something different. I wouldn't want to be a bishop, because, see, in the Bible it says bishops are not supposed to drink. But it doesn't say that pastors can't drink. It don't say ministers can't drink. It just said don't be drunken. So I like to have me something to drink, but you can't have something to drink in front of the congregation. You can't have something to drink in the community. But you can go home, and you can have you a nice glass of whatever you want. But I'm here to tell you that we have to stop telling folks that they can't have fun anymore. Once we have joined and gave our life to Christ, we still can have fun. We just got to be dignified with it. We have to do it in decency and order. So I am grateful. If you are drinking, you know you're drunk, then the devil is a liar. You need to stop drinking because you're drunk. Not because you ain't drunk, because you're drunk. Back to you, sir.
Y'all heard it first right here. On the Greg Shell Show, DJ Prayer.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brother Grace getting it in this morning, ain't he? Y'all ready to get and did the mute? Don't. Huh? Man, DJ Prayer, what you think about what he just said? Pick it back off of that, because people be pointing fingers like, oh, you shouldn't do this or that. You know, nobody don't know what nobody go through or what they do. And whatever somebody doing alone, you ain't paying for it. Why you worried about it anyway? What you say about that, DJ Press? Because you got all these preachers that been hellcats before they became a preacher. Then they want to, you know, belittle people. You can't do that. You know what I mean? I see him all the time. I told one bishop, you're not a pastor, you a disaster. You're not a minister, you a sinister. And then they try to talk about you and mud your name up because you don't. They told me if I ain't do certain things, I couldn't be in their clique. And I told them I ain't want to be in their clique. I want to be in the kingdom of God where I know the moth and the rust won't eat it up. And I'm so glad about this movie in the pastor study. It's not to belittle nobody. It's to shed light on what really goes on, and you know, behind the scene in churches. And if you're one of those who fit that description, please stop doing it before it's too late. You know, you don't have to believe in hell. Hell definitely believes in you. It's real. It's a real place. And if you don't know who God is, that's where you're bound to go. And hell is simply just separation from God, spiritual separation from God. And that's why he say, you know, if you murdered yourself or did something like that, it wasn't your life to take. And, you know, if you did that, there's no repentance in the grave because you can't ask the Lord to forgive you because you're dead. You know what I mean? And I know we say God can do all things. Yeah, God can do all things, but he gives you a free mind and a free will to do whatever you choose to do. So I want to let y'all know each and every Sunday we will have the Fishermen of Men sermons going on here on the Greg Shell Show. And if you're a pastor and you want to speak, we have some 30-minute slots available where you can, you know, convey your congregation, and you can tell us, you know, you can do your sermon here, of course, with a seed, and you talk to DJ Prayer, myself, or Brother Grace, and see how you could be part of our Sunday morning worship beginning at 11 a.m. That message was powerful on yesterday, right, DJ Prayer? From the prophet all the way out of Bahamas, Nassau. Brother Grace, you get an opportunity to listen to that. Listen back to the message that went forth on yesterday. We had an amazing show. He's my personal chef, but he's also a prophet for the nations, and he will be bringing the word each and every Sunday. And you can bring the word, too, if you are a minister. And, of course, you have to go through a screening because we don't want anybody on because they – think they all that. We don't want prideful ministers. We want the real word of God, or EEL, and that's what we're looking for our Sunday morning worship drives exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. What else coming up? Grace Aid Our Church. Tell them a little bit about your new TV series, brother. Grace Aid Our Church. Share that with the world if you would this morning. Then we're going to come back with DJ Prayer. I'm going to chop it up with about some things exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show.
Hey, glad to be here, sir. I'm grateful. I'm humble. Grace Aid Our Church is definitely not this grace, but brother grace, and not brother grace, but God's grace, saving grace, the unmerited faith grace. That's the grace we're talking about. I want to be able to show ministries and show whether you're online ministry, whether you're a street corner ministry, whether you're all I want you to do is be ministering to God. You need resources. As long as you need resources, you have a congregation that's ready to sow into the ministry, then it's simple. It's really simple. We just have to come together and work together. And I have proven systematic ways to increase income for your ministry. You just have to believe. If Jesus Christ can turn the world upside down with two disciples, then look at here. Hey, what can't your ministry do? So with that being said, sir, right to you, sir. And that's Brother Grace at 757-676-2886. Once again, 757-676-2886. Replay the live tape for the show and get back with us. Thank you, Mr. Shell. God bless you, DJ.
Hey, y'all. Y'all that's listening, he's all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia. And so y'all listening out there in Virginia, we want y'all to support the man of God, support the brother. You know what I mean? That'd be our problem. Black-owned business, when we come together, you know what I mean? People want to talk about you, but they'll go to the others, and they'll go to other businesses and support them first. But, you know, at the end of the day, the black race built the whole world. You know, truth be told, but people won't want to talk about that. But I will, because the truth is the truth and the lie is a lie. I don't care how you put it. It don't matter what color, what race you are. We all are nothing if we don't have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Really excited about my new album, man. I'm ready to go on. I'm ready to take it on tour, man. I'm going to play another track off of it. And, Brother Grace, you know, I welcome your, what they say, your opinion. I want to play this song. It's called Praise and Worship. And y'all hearing it right here on the Greg Shell Show. I'm letting some of my songs come out now as God has allowed me to release in this season. So here it is. It's called Praise and Worship. And this is just another form of worship that I get of God exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show through my music. We'll be right back.
Y'all hearing it first
right here on the Greg Shell Show. That's my praise and worship song. I want to give a love shout out to the Chillers family. They're the one who did the music arrangement for me, and he did the background vocals for me on that particular track. What you thought about that, Brother Greg?
I love you. You lift me up every day. Boy, look at here, boy. You had me having church up in here, boy. Let me go ahead and get my own stuff an offering. Get my own stuff an offering, boy. And take up a collection in my own house, boy. Thank you, Lord. Let me tell you something. This is from the heart, Mr. Shell. Continue to praise the Lord. Continue to worship him. Continue to live your dreams, because this is what's going to happen. He will bless you abundantly and above all that you could imagine, because what happens is he just wants to know that whatever space he gives you, you will share that space with him. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. I love you, sir. I love you. I love you, DJ.
I love you too, brother. I love you and DJ Prayer and Kevin Capone and I love all the people that love me. My pastor and Pastor Trevor out in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Him at Jesus Team Ministries, located at 7323 West Oakland Park Boulevard. God took me through my test, man, so I can come out as a champion, and you a champion too. You know, when I say I love, I don't just love people that love me. I love everybody with the love of God. And, you know, I don't mean I have to deal with you. But I pray that God will have mercy on those who have wrongfully did what they did. And you know who you are. And I forgive you. And we keep it moving. I want to play this song by Bishop Paul Morton this morning before we get ready to get off the airways. It's called Whatever You're Doing in This Season, Don't Do It Without Me. Y'all hear it right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back. I just feel a portion to just worship God this morning. Here it is right here. Bishop Paul Morton, thank you for this amazing track. Y'all hear it exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord. Whatever. You're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever
wanna be included? Anybody wanna be included? I wanna be in the number, Jesus.
Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah. Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Amazing, amazing track by Bishop Paul Morton. Let's go ahead and clap that up this morning. That is just, God has had his way for the last few minutes. He had his way through the whole show, but this is just an amazing time right now to feel the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is available right now. Those that's driving on your morning commute, worried and stressing and worried about this or that, how you going to do this for Christmas and that, God just say, just know he is the reason for this season. And just excited about who God is this morning. And let's take the shine off ourselves and put it on the one who created you to shine. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God and man. And I'm just excited to be a part of the living today. So many people going on. My mom's going on, and, you know, it's going to be not a it's first Christmas without my mom's. And I just say, Lord, whatever your will is, that's what it is. And we have to give God praise for it. And we just thank him for who he is this morning. We've lost so many people. My uncle got murdered. Just so many tragedies. But if they die in the Lord, they only asleep. Brother Grace, what you thought about that track this morning?
That's wonderful. I actually had an opportunity for him to sing that song, Pastor's Anniversary, Newport News, Virginia. And one of the things that I recognized about this man was when I was in this space and I was serving him and my pastor at the same time, he was authentic. Hear what I say now? He was authentic. He was real, and he's on the blessings that God has for you when you're no longer doing what you're doing. So for those that's driving their cars and those that are listening at work, just be authentic. And don't worry about trying to please somebody else. The only person you have to please is God, and then your wife, and then your family. And then all that other stuff, it can fall in after that however you want to place it. Just be authentic. Back to you, sir. Be authentic.
Man, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. In these last couple of minutes in the show, I'm just so full this morning. That's why God ain't let my music come out. They offered me like $500,000 for that album with those seven songs on it. And God allowed me to write it, produce it, and arrange everything. So what you hear is coming straight from me and, you know, what I pay, you know, people to do for me. I was like one of the most sought after music producers out there. And then, you know, when I went Eat the Apple, man, they tried to mud it up. But God will let you do exceedingly and abundantly and above. When you just wait on the Lord and be of good courage, he'll strengthen your heart. DJ Prayer, what you thought about that track this morning? I know you loved it. You the one who brought it to me. I love it. DJ Prayer,
still
you there?
Fell off the spirit. She laying in the floor right now. Don't bother. Let her just lay there.
I'm
lay
here.
Lay there.
Look,
cool. Get the mic
on. Yeah, that's a nice track.
Amen.
DJ Prayer, you know you said we're going to do like the countdown, the 7 days countdown to Christmas. I love that idea. And we will, I guess we'll go ahead and start gathering that information together so we can deliver it properly to all our listeners that's going to be listening in. And we want to encourage y'all that's riding and taking us with you, in the business office or in your car. You can listen to us live from your Bluetooth device, any Bluetooth device. You can listen in to the Greg Shell Show live and take us on the go with you. As we get prepared for a lot of amazing things up, DJ Prayer, God put in my spirit to really go ahead in January 2024 to go ahead and start getting prepared for the stage play in the Pastor Study. I think the stage play definitely, I know the movie is going to do what it do. But to actually be in the stage play, I think that would just be an amazing gesture. And Brother Grace, we definitely want to get you on this stage play action as well. You open for a live theater?
You let me know where y'all at, and I'll be there. Don't worry about where I'm going to sleep at. I'm going to be in my suitcase, and I'm going to be on backstage. So I'll be there, okay? I'll be there.
I know you're a cunt because you came all the way to Orlando, hung out with me, man, and did the toe, man. I'm telling you, I'm sorry about all them toes, but that's just what it is, boy. That's what it is here. DJ Prayer, you got any closing remarks as we close out the show?
Let's keep on praising God.
Real good. Brother Grace, your closing remarks.
Bless, bless, bless. Back to you, sir.
Hey, y'all, I want to thank you for tuning in to this edition of the Greg Shell Show. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station. Keep it locked right here on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. We also brought to you today on behalf of ExploreResorts.com. For all your vacation needs, you want to give me a call, and we can definitely get you set up to get you a vacation for a real low price. Everything is 5-star and all-inclusive. Y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. We're at the same time, same station. Keep it locked. Have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
The Bible says they will come in my name. They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
This is for the fake one.
All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you.
church to hear a word, trying to get your soul right with the Lord. You got me big pastors, elders, and bishops with their
change.
Hey,
God's
y'all.
Word.